Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure. Continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Bob Prusin is with us. Bob's a longtime friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member. You're going to get smarter now that Bob is joining us. He's the president and CEO of Prusin Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, and he's here to talk to us about some of his ideas on and some of the research he's been doing with some interesting leaders about what the government can and should do to help this economy get going, to help small business owners get this economy kicked off again. Bob Prusin, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, my friend. Good to talk with you again.
You too. Good to have you back, Bob. Thanks for hanging out with us. Bob, you've been putting a little shoe leather on this project of talking to politicians about what's going on and how what they can do to help us with in the economy. What are you finding out?
I've been having a great time. The last time you and I spoke, I had just put together the Small Business Accelerator Program, and we all know how important it is to boost employment and create jobs in this country. So I've been going around and meeting with various congressmen talking about the program, and I have to tell you, I've been getting a great reception, Jim. I mean, super reception in terms of something that's actually tangible. Instead of throwing money at the problem, provide real tools for business leaders so they can improve profitability. And the cool thing about it is, when you improve profitability, that either you're using it now to create jobs or you're collecting a lot of dry powder for a better time.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it funds growth.
Earnings is earnings, right? Whatever you do with it, earnings are earnings. There's nothing bad about earnings, right?
It's all good.
Yeah.
And what's nice, I'm getting a receptive audience right now, so that's very encouraging.
Good. So what is the essence? We'll get into it a little bit more. Give us the essence of your program.
The essence of the program is it's a tools-based program to take you from your plan all the way through execution, meaning you take that business plan you have, and I just heard your previous guest talking about raising capital and putting
Kim
together
Levine.
A plan. Right. You put together a plan, and I like plans that are 12 to 18 months because things are changing so rapidly in the economy. And once you have that plan in place, what are the actual tools you use to boost sales, lower your operating costs, increase client satisfaction, drive a marketing plan that makes sense, that has ROI? All of those tools, you know, that I've used for 25 years to run companies.
Right.
I've codified them, Jim, so that people can get involved with the program, download them to their laptop, and start using them to grow their business.
But you've been talking about this with politicians, too, haven't you?
Yeah, that's been my audience.
What are you saying to them? What's your pitch to them? What are you making them sit through when you talk to them?
Well, I make them sit through this triangle that I've drawn. So 3 points of the triangle. The top of the triangle is corporate America, Fortune 500, Fortune 1000.
Right, Wall Street.
The bottom right is government, federal government, and the bottom left is content providers like Small Business Accelerator Program.
Mm-hmm.
In the center is small business, where 70% of all jobs are created. Three entities working together. Corporate America has tons of small businesses as their customers. Therefore,
customers and vendors.
And vendors.
Yeah.
So isn't it's important for them that these small businesses be strong financially so they're there. There's a real interest in them making their
Let me stick something else in here. And as the marketplace continues to evolve, big business are doing less and less of the jobs they don't have to do, and they're farming the jobs that they don't have to do out to small business owners. Some of them not even large small business, many of them tiny small businesses. And so it's exactly like you said, they need competent and healthy small business sector to help them get these jobs done, to get these non-core competencies done.
Great point, Jim. Fabulous point. So it resonates with these corporate executives saying they need to help these small businesses be successful. Well, what better way than to give them tools? Right. You don't want to throw money at the problem. We've already tried doing
right.
it with stimulus and all these other things. That doesn't work.
Right.
You've got to give them something. So that's a great audience there. And the government's role in this can be, A, they have great contacts with the Fortune 500 and get an audience. They work with the Small Business Administration. There's all the Commerce Department. There are so many possibilities of working together here to help stimulate this economy by creating more jobs.
Well,
and where's the job plan?
Yeah.
Where is the job
well,
plan?
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah, I agree with you. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to get more into this triangle, but also some of the things that, I mean, I think we're onto something here, Bob, because there are some things that the government can do that that might not involve them, you know, getting involved in the marketplace. They're, you know, we want the government to do the things to get out of the way to create an environment, right, where our businesses can flourish. We'll talk about this with Bob Prosen after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.